Footnotes. Published on the blog These Walls on May 11th, 2018. On Tuesday, I declared that I was diving back into blogging, and in the days since, a funny thing has happened. I haven't regretted it. Normally, I approach writing, and life really, with a sense of angst, inadequacy mixed with embarrassment, even hopelessness. So normally, the days following a declaration like Tuesday's would be full of self-doubt. I'd be sure I was about to fall flat on my face. This time, I really haven't thought much about it. I've been a mellow kind of excited, if that makes any sense. I'm so tired of feeling helpless, guilty, unworthy, amateurish. I'm ready to move forward. Okay, so there were several points I cut out of my last post, and more I've thought about since then, and I want to get them up here on the blog before I move too far forward. They're like footnotes to Tuesday's post, I guess. So here we go. One. At this point, I don't have much of a plan. I'm going to try to capitalize on the fact that, unlike my first years of blogging, I currently do have small children who will nap. I'm going to try to get a couple of posts up per week, but if life happens, then life happens. I hope to not let any little stumbles or delays keep me from bouncing back. Two, I'm going to focus almost exclusively on politics, or rather, on my struggles with it. I'll write up my thoughts on the issues of the day, my concern for the direction in which our country is heading, and my worries about what it might be doing to our moral development. I'll write on the, quote, walls within I discussed in Tuesday's post. Three. At least for now, I think I'm done with the cute kid stories and musings on motherhood. I see lots of other women doing that well already. What I don't see are many relatable writers who want to tackle the turmoil our society has stepped into, but not yell about it. Chew, not yell. That's the place I aim to be. Four. I'll still be posting the cute kid pics and stories on Instagram. You're welcome to follow me there. I'm at Julie V. Walsh. Five. I'm going to rework my website a bit. 5 years of that setup was enough. If I'm shifting my goals, I should probably shift how I present them. 6. I think I'd also like to experiment with recording each of my posts so folks can listen to them if they want. Nothing fancy and nothing so ambitious as a podcast yet, but I know that I love to listen to other people's thoughts as I go about my chores. Maybe somebody out there might like to do the same with mine. If you'd like to listen to my stuff rather than read it, just look for the audio file at the end of my posts. 7. One big challenge with trying to get going again. Facebook. You might be aware that Facebook has recently changed its algorithm. Ostensibly, this was to better connect people with their family and friends, but what it's really meant is that they're showing you fewer unpaid posts in the hopes that the businesses and blogs you follow will pay to get their posts into your news feeds. For every 100 followers a page has, Facebook might show 20 of them its posts. But as I don't make any money from blogging, I'm not about to pay to boost my posts on Facebook. So, if you think you'd like to actually read what I'm writing, I highly encourage you to subscribe to my posts right here on my blog. Look over there to the right. Follow These Walls via email. You submit your email address. WordPress will ensure that every blog post is delivered to your inbox. Easy. 8. Speaking of the email thing, apparently the Europeans have gone and passed a privacy law that applies to pretty much anybody on the internet who has a European subscriber, and that includes me. So allow me to tell you now, and I'll find a more permanent place on the blog to put this, that if you sign up to receive my blog posts via email, then you'll receive my blog posts via email. You're welcome to unsubscribe whenever you like. And if you use your email address to comment, then you'll have used your email address to comment. In both cases, I'll be able to see your email address, but I'll only ever use it for the reason you provided, either to send you my blog posts or possibly answer a comment. That's it. Simple. 9. And speaking of commenting, for a long time, I've held up this lofty goal of encouraging discourse, as I put it in my tagline. It's a worthy thing, trying to get people to discuss their differences and come to some higher level of understanding. I commend anyone who attempts it. But you know what? I'm tired. I'm busy with 5 little kids under the age of 8, and I simply don't have the time or the emotional bandwidth to be monitoring other people's political discussions. I'd rather focus on writing. So if you want to comment here or on my Facebook posts, feel free. But I reserve the right to preserve my time and sanity by stepping away. Ever since the 2016 presidential election, I have felt unequal to the moment, both for reasons related to the election and unrelated to it. I have had too little energy and too little emotional space to engage on the issues of the day. And so I've waited. I've waited until I've felt better, until issues have been resolved. I've waited until I can do this perfectly. Now, I'm tired of waiting. And I'm recognizing that perfection shouldn't even be on the table. So I'll see you next week, friends.